We gonna get it started, man. I'm feeling so fresh tonight. Yes, yes. You know.
All right, this is Richard with PiratePods.com. We're standing here with Big Pooh, one half of the Rhyme Duo, one of the illest in the game right now, Little Brother. We're here to discuss the latest LP, the Get Back album, at On the Rocks on Sunset.
So, this is what we had to do to look fly, you know what I'm saying? This is how I used to get it in. Hey, yo. I used to go to the mall with $40 a hand. It ain't matter at all, cause I could go see my man down at South Square Mall, working at J. Riggins. Oh no, manager leave, he let me cop for the Lolo. Slacks and polos, you better watch that. Boy in the Rangos, blazer and mock neck. Almost broke, but you still gonna see him at the T game, pimping through the Greensboro Coliseum, man.
Yo, Big Pooh, how do you feel about it, man?
About the project?
Yeah,
man, I love it, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's another one of my children, you know what I'm saying? Every record is like one of your children, and this is the newborn, you know what I'm saying? So feeling really good about it, really confident that, you know, this is our best record yet, and I ain't just saying it to say it.
Right.
Like, I really feel it. Like, I think, and when everybody hear it, I think everybody gonna feel the same way.
All right, man. Now, we see you're once again releasing on ABB, and we know the date got pushed back to 10/23. How did you guys link up with ABB in the beginning for the listening and the projects that have followed it?
Internet. A person that was working at ABB at the time, Ian Davis, he heard a couple of our songs on the internet. He liked what he heard. He let Benny B hear some of the stuff, and they called us and was like they wanted to do a single on us. And we had a record finished at the time, right. So... we was like, yo, we got a whole record done, and ABB had never put out records before, so they was like, well, shit, if y'all got a record, let's try to put one out, and that's how that relationship was started.
Okay, now what's the affiliation with Atlantic? Do you have a deal with them, or what's the
situation? Nah, that situation is over. For the Minstrel Show, we had a joint deal between ABB and Atlantic, but that whole situation dissolved after the Minstrel Show. So.
Right, okay. Now, Little Brother's been very creative in the past with the WJLR and the UBN format for the Listening in the Minstrel Show. What can the fans expect to catch on the Get Back?
Just straight raw hip hop. You know what I'm saying? We scaled a lot of things that we normally do back, man. We just wanted to make a record that got in and got out. And just got into it, and that's what we did.
Okay. Now, on the Minstrel Show, production came mainly from Ninth Wonder with guest appearances from Nicolay and Crisis. Who can we expect to hear on production for the most part for the Get Back project?
On production, we got Crisis again.
Right.
We got Ill Mind, we got Ninth, we have Knots from VA, High Tech, Denon Porter, Rashid
right
Hadi, my man Zoe. So, you know, we all over the place with this one, man, but it's real, real solid record, though.
I am your cop.
Parking lot pimps, 9 out of 10 more parking lot simps. Ladies want lobster, but settle for scrimps. Dikembe Mutombo blocking all attempts. Niggas ain't pimps, tugging elbows. When you walk by, compliment you on your toes. Heard all the cons, now listen to the pros. When you look good, girl, that's just the way it goes. As if you didn't know, I saw you at the bar. I'm leaning on this Escalade, but it ain't my car. Where you going, recognize him, something like a star. My crib down the street, we ain't gotta go far. I know I sound raw, but I'm just being real. No games, aim is to tell you how I feel. Trying to cop a feel, me and you backseat. I just wanna chill. If looks could kill, first name would be Bill.
Out on a Friday night, big smiles and flashing lights. Where do all the lonely people go when the party's over? Everybody is your friend. I hope this never ends. Cause I don't know where lonely people go when the party's
and the people
over.
Go.
Now, it's nice to hear you still working with Night Wonder. What caused the departure from the group?
Just growing older, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And having different goals and different visions.
Now, we've heard ridiculously smooth production on in the years past with Nicolay on albums, you know, for Little Brother as well as the Foreign Exchange Project. I hear you guys have a pretty tight relationship. And how did that come about, being that he's originally from the Netherlands?
Internet,
you know, same thing.
Internet, man. We
take
just, we was on the same message board, and him and Fonte, they kind of started chatting back and forth, and found out he did production.
Right.
And he started sending some of his material, you know, and him and Fonte really formed, a bond musically, and Fonte, you know, he loved a lot of the work he was doing, and so we recorded a couple tracks at first over it, and then Fonte just started, he just took it in a whole another direction, and you know what I'm saying,
because right.
that's the lane he was in, you yeah. know what I'm saying. It's something that I don't prefer to you know rhyme over full time, but it was great listening to.
Right, you like those banging beats.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely. Okay, now Little Brother was formed in North Carolina in 2001, and how did you guys link up and actually get together?
College.
College.
We all met in college, North Carolina Central University.
Okay.
We met through running in the same circles, mutual friends, and we all just you know met each other and. You know, formed an instant bond because we all like some of the same music, and then from that, you know, we developed into, you know, the friendship came and then started making music together, and you know what I'm saying? So it was like real organic thing.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell, man. You can definitely tell. Now, your 2003 debut, The Listening, was a classic, and it was just such a fresh sound for hip-hop. How long was that in the works before the people got to hear it?
We worked on The Listening for... We started in August of 2001.
Okay.
It was released for the first time November 2002. So from August 2001 to November 2002, we had put like 5 songs up on the internet prior to that, but it took basically like almost a whole year.
Yeah, it came out real polished. Now you and Tay trade off sort of reminds me of Fife and Q-Tip, or you know Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith. Do you feel that the game is lacking duos such as yourselves at this point?
Game lacking a whole lot of shit, but
right.
I mean it's some talented duos out there, but you just don't know or you don't hear them too often because it's easier to market a solo artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of difficult to market a group. You got to deal with different personalities and you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of different things. So a lot of companies tend to drift towards you know the solo act before they do the group act. So
the gimmicky dance tracks.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So that's why you probably hear a lack of groups because. People know that it's easier for me to go get a deal than us to go get a
right.
deal. So,
I'm glad you guys are sticking with it. Now, I wanted to ask you about the "Give It to You" track on Pete Rock's Soul Survivor 2. How is it working with a legend, man? And how did you find your way onto that album?
Pete Rock actually called Tay one day. We ended up getting Fonte number through his brother Grap Lover. We knew his
okay.
brother Grap, so he ended up calling after he heard The Listening, and from there. You know, it's been, you know, we've been down
right.
since. So we actually went up to his crib like right before Christmas one
really?
Year. And he made the beat for us right there and got it in.
It's timeless, man.
Let's get it. I want to rock with you. So get on the floor with me. I want to get it to you, baby.
Y'all know how we do it. Come on.
I want to rock with you. So get on the floor with me.
It's like this, y'all. Ceremony. Control territory is Tay, the mad journalist, always trying to write a better story and laying tracks cause it's better for me. Calm but predatory, sun niggas even when the weather stormy. My crew is down to do whatever for me. Got my back like scoliosis when I'm handling mine. Find it hard though to manage my time between examining rhymes without severing my family ties. But yo, that's what happens when the world is loving you. Groupie skipping pills with ill plans of fucking you. A high price for fame that's non-refundable. All in the hopes of one day coming out with a W. I know it sounds crazy, right? Even though it's hard sometimes, I still gotta stay in the mix. It's Pete Rock on the snare drums and laying the kicks. And on the real, I wouldn't trade it for shit. Let's get it up right now.
Okay, now Big Daddy Kane is quoted on a track from the Chillin' Circuit saying, God damn it, I found Brooklyn in the South. Can you explain and elaborate on that and how you guys vary from the stereotypical Southern rap sound?
Well, shit, that's a question I had to ask Big Daddy Kane about him finding Brooklyn in the South. But, I mean, we just make dope hip-hop music that we want to hear, man. The dope music period that we want to hear, you know what I'm saying? We grew up listening to a lot of different things. We didn't grow up in the Snap era or the Crunk era, so
right.
that's not the type of music that we listened to growing up. And so when we started to make music, we made music like the music we used to listen to and the music we was brought up on, and that's how we ended up sounding so different.
That's evident. Now tell, since we're on that subject, tell fans about the hip-hop scene in NC and what artists are you excited about in that area and inside or outside of your camp?
It's a button movement, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of artists coming up, a lot of artists starting to, you know, really get some notice outside of the state. And As far as artists to look for coming out of there, Josie Mo. Yeah, real talented cat. Down with the team. He actually got a street album coming out in November.
Is he part of the Justice League? Or
No. He's part of the Hall of Justice. That's all. That's the label.
Okay.
He got a street album coming out. Cry Now, Laugh Later. Real talented cat, man. People be on the lookout for him, man. My man Superstition, out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right.
If this is love, I don't wanna see hate. If this is real, I don't wanna see fake. I'm saying, cause I don't know how much more I can take. I know that all of y'all can relate. I'm saying,
yeah, if this is love, I don't wanna see hate. If this is real, I don't wanna see fake. You know that ain't love, love. That ain't love, love. That ain't love, love. That ain't love, love. I'ma ride for my niggas, I figure that's what they all say. It's foul play with cutting throats, it's your forte. Do them how you wanna be done, that's what the Lord say. Daps and hugs, but turn your back and get the sword play. I'm sure you say I got it all wrong, it ain't like that. I sent you all them letters, guess it's better you ain't right back. Despite the fact you told me plenty tears, you had to fight back. All lies, surprise, I ain't diss you with no Sprite track. I know you probably like that, but never will I hit your level. You gon' dig your own grave, focus when you grip the shovel. I should be pissed as ever, but I'm the bigger brother, so I'ma keep it moving while you get your shit together. I bond for seven, but all you had to say was fuck me. I smelt your bullshit, consider me lucky. I've been misconstrued, lied to and abused, but my fam still swear that they love me. Ain't that a bitch?
Now, it was nice to hear a variety of artists and producers on the Chitlin' Circuit, such as, you know, Sean Don, Joe Scudder, and we got, you know, Crisis, Legacy, O-Dash. What was the purpose of that project? Was it to promote the Justice League and Hall of Justice?
Nah, the Chitlin' Circuit was just to put out a whole lot of the music that we had that a lot of people didn't hear, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's music that was licensed out or music that was, you know, came out on something that a lot of people didn't hear, so we just wanted to reissue that so people can hear some of that music because it was fresh to a lot of people.
All right, now, what producers or artists are you looking forward to collaborating with in the future?
Shit, man. I don't know, man. It's a whole lot of people, man. I'm wide open, man. I'm willing to work with a whole lot of people, man. I just love making music. I love what I do, man. Shit, I'm working with Bishop Lamont right now. You know what I'm saying? So we doing something together. So, you know, just making music, man. Whoever come and got the love for the music like I got it, and we got that, you know, that chemistry, then
right,
it's going to happen.
Okay, now, just a real simple question. Where did Little Brother get the name from?
We just got it from just basically, like, following the footsteps of all the artists we used to listen to, EPMD, the
right,
NWAs, the Ghetto Boys, and it's like they were like our older brothers. We looked
teaching
up to
you
them, so
yeah,
it's like we the Little Brothers following in their footsteps.
Makes perfect sense. All right, now, Pooh, Where do you see hip-hop going in the future? Do you believe that there are enough artists or groups like Little Brother getting enough exposure and representing real hip-hop to keep the industry on an even keel?
I don't know where the music going, man. I ain't gonna even sit here and try to predict it, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely enough artists to... We just got to get a balance back, man. There's room for everything,
right,
you know,
right,
no matter what type of music you make. The powers that be just got to, you know... Oh, they ain't got to do shit, but, you know, it would have been a... Music wouldn't be in the current trend is in now or the current state is in now if it would have been a better balance, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If people was getting a little bit of everything, so...
Just going to keep doing your part.
I'm just going to keep doing my part, man. Just keep cranking out dope joints.
All right, we look forward to all of it. Now, you guys are going on tour starting October 17th. What are you looking forward to for the tour? I know Ev's going to be with you on the East Coast, and you're going to be doing a couple dates here out here in L.A. and I hear maybe Anaheim. What you looking forward to for that?
Just getting back on the road, man. We enjoy being on the stage. We enjoy, you know, just going out and actually meeting the people that listen to our records. So just about to have a good time, man. Go out and get it in, and it's going to be like a big party. And it's good to have Ev along for the ride, man. He brought us out for the Dilated Tour last year.
Caught that down in Solana Beach, man. You guys ripped it up. You guys are always on point on stage.
So it was nothing to return the favor and bring him out with us,
right,
man. You know?
It's good to see that. Now, do you have any other West Coast dates beyond that one in L.A. or Anaheim, or is that pretty much going to limit it?
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. It's real life fan in action right here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now, Pooh, just a quick word association. Just to give you three terms here and just say the first thing that comes to mind.
All right.
Justice League.
Crew.
The Bull City.
Home.
Get Back.
The Shit.
All right, now we want to thank you for spending the time with Pyro Pods and speaking to the fans, and we wish you much success with the Get Back album and future endeavors, and we hope to speak with you in the future, man.
Best no of doubt, luck to man. All of it. Thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting little brother, man.
No doubt, always, man. Take care of it.
Thank you.
Good looking out.
Thanks, man.
You make me step my game up.
Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying, no. Try and beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took him to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vouch for that. Nigga vouch to the fact things I did was dumb. I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. And the older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand this shit. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged by who they standing with.
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Step my game up.
Step my game.